From Spark and Anvil and TruthQuest, this is Way, in Chapter 1 of the TruthQuest cast. This drama uses an AI-generated voice, voiced by Gemini 2.5.
Way is a pangolin tween, still growing into his warm cream scales, their edges shimmering soft bronze, who moves with a careful, balanced sway. He wears a tiny investigator vest full of pockets, and he always carries his calibration scale and a stack of credibility cards. Wei teaches credibility evaluation, and his big idea is that trust isn't a light switch. Most people think things are just true or false, on or off, he says, but it's not that simple. Some things are a little true, some mostly true, some true for one reason but not another. He calls this calibration, figuring out how much to trust something, not slapping a true or false verdict on it. Who's in a position to know? He asks, tapping his scale. Calibration, not verdict.
Wei grew up on the wide, sunny savanna in a family of balance keepers, pangolins who could stand perfectly still on their tails, weighing the tiniest things without a wobble. He learned that trust isn't all or nothing from a lesson with that very scale. As a young pangolin, he'd decided one friend was completely trustworthy and another was completely not, full stop, on and off. But his grandmother set two little weights on the scale and showed him it never sat all the way at one end. It always settled somewhere in between. A source can be spot on about one thing and dead wrong about another, little one, she said. The scale shows you how much to trust, but you decide what that trust means, claim by claim. Wei watched the scale hover in the middle and felt something relax in him. It was such a relief, he says, to stop having to declare everyone all good or all bad. The truth lives in the shades. He's calibrated ever since.
Wei turned 12. He went to the Truth Tribune, where a wise old pangolin named Veritas asked, "What is credibility?" Wei stood tall. "It's about who's in a position to know. It's calibration, not a simple verdict. It's a craft." Veritas smiled. "You are appointed."
In his workshop one day, his friend Squeaky the squirrel rushed in, very upset. "Someone ate my super-duper nut cookie. Was it Barnaby the bear or Fifi the fox?"
"Hold on," Wei said, pulling out his scale and cards. "Let's calibrate. We won't just pick a side." He works through them, weight by weight. "Barnaby says he saw Fifi do it. Position to know? He was in the kitchen, so medium confidence for seeing. But steak? Barnaby loves cookies and might want to blame someone. That lowers confidence in his honesty here. The scale wobbles. Fifi says she was nowhere near. She knows her own location. High confidence for that. But she doesn't want to be blamed. Lower confidence about the cookie. The scale tips the other way. A tiny mouse squeaked that Fifi had crumbs on her whiskers. Medium confidence for seeing. And since a mouse probably doesn't care who ate it, high confidence for honesty. And a note on the counter. Sorry, ate your cookie. Your biggest fan. The writer clearly knows. High confidence. But hit their name. Low confidence on identity. But wait. Corroboration, Wei says. The mouse saw crumbs on Fifi. Fifi loves cookies. The note says biggest fan. Those line up. Then he teaches the questions behind it all. Position to know? For this claim, who'd actually know? Stake, what does the source gain if you believe them? Track record, have they been right before? Corroboration, do independent sources agree? And the big one, the answer is confidence, not a verdict. High confidence or low confidence, and you should know why. Which updates with new evidence, and which you calibrate by claim, not by whole person. Don't trust everything, don't trust nothing, he says. Both throw away information. Calibrate.
I am Wei. I teach credibility evaluation, he told Squeaky gently. Don't just pick a side. Ask, who's in a position to know? figure out how much you can trust. The answer is confidence, not just true or false. And if a paw print turns up later, we update the scale. Squeaky's shoulders dropped, and she let out a slow breath. The frantic, spun-up feeling had settled into something calmer and steadier. She didn't have a final answer yet. And to her surprise, that felt okay. It felt good, actually, like she could stay curious and calm instead of jumping to blame. Wei smiled, warm and quiet, and the two of them sat there feeling steady together, because holding a careful somewhere in the middle, they both knew, is far more peaceful and far more honest than a fast, angry true or false.
You've been listening to a Spark and Anvil chapter, written by the Spark and Anvil writing team for ages 9 to 14. Spark and Anvil is a 501c3 public charity. Apps stay free forever. Curriculum aligned to Way. Released under Creative Commons BYNCSA 4.0 for educational reuse. Visit Spark and Anvil for the full transcript.